Negotiators have wrapped up an agreement on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive trade bill that includes the United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says that, unfortunately, it appears that we have not learned from past mistakes, and this trade deal again lacks enforceable language against currency manipulation.
Currency manipulation has become our trade competitors' favorite maneuver for skirting massive trade deals as soon as they sign them. Once these trade deals become effective, countries devalue their currency, immediately reducing the cost of their goods to us and everyone else, and at the same time increasing the cost of our goods to them, thereby increasing our trade deficit. By not addressing currency manipulation, the TPP negotiators have not secured an effective and fair trade deal.
While politicians on both sides of the aisle endorse trade agreements that claim to reduce or remove tariffs and export subsidies, large regional PACs like the TPP are also about setting fair rules for trade. Most of the TPP pertains to non-tariff barriers and includes chapters on the environment, labor rights, and intellectual property.
Currency manipulation should be included as its own chapter, since it's one of the most fundamental non-tariff barriers to trade. As a result of currency manipulation, it's nearly impossible for the U.S. to get a fair shake in these trade deals. In fact, if you look at the data from the trade deals we've already entered, the strongest correlation you can find is that the more trade deals we sign, the more jobs we lose, and the higher our trade deficit grows. About half of that trade deficit is a direct result of currency manipulation.
The notion of currency manipulation is not speculation, according to Johnson. In August, Vietnam, one of the participating countries in TPP, devalued its currency in response to a major devaluation by China earlier this summer. Malaysia and Singapore have also intervened in their currency by increasing reserves by an unprecedented amount. And there's nothing stopping others in the agreement from manipulating their currencies as well.
A recent report from the International Monetary Fund demonstrates the power of devaluation of a currency. It found that a 10% fall in the value of a nation's currency can increase exports for that country by an average of 1.5% of GDP. At that point, the playing field is no longer level, and trade is neither free nor fair.
Johnson says that currency manipulation is an enormously unfair trade measure that continues to be used to outmaneuver the U.S. government, and urges Congress to reject the TPP in its current form to protect American family farmers, ranchers, and the communities in which they live.
Our trade competitors will continue to be able to cheat the fair trade system to the detriment of the American economy, American jobs, and rural America. Congress should reject the notion that this deal is anything different than past agreements that failed to address currency manipulation. Family farmers, ranchers, and rural residents should all be calling their representatives to tell them to oppose the current form of the TPP. It is simply not worth the paper it is written on, as long as it does not deal with currency manipulation.
Michael Clements reporting.